The question is, let's say you had mail delivered to you on Shabbat. Are you allowed to take the mail out of the mailbox on Shabbat? L'chatechila, one should not take the mail out of the mailbox. That's what Pinchasi writes on Daf Kuf Yud. Out of the chatechila, en lehotzi mechtavim, shegiu b'shabbat mitoch tevat ha-mechtavim. Really, one should not remove it. But let's say there's a certain letter he was expecting, you know, a letter from somebody, a relative, or something like that, or, you know, something that would, let's say, permissible to read on Shabbat, and he wants to open the mail. Can you open the mail on Shabbat? According to some, she thought it could be Isud Deoraita to open a letter on Shabbat. That's what it sounds like from the Pri Hadash, Ure De'asim and Kuf Yud Het, that Petihata Igeret Avi Isura Deoraita. Even though many poskim argue on the Pri Hadash, Halakha, we do not allow Jews to open the mail on Shabbat. However, he is allowed to give a remez to the goy, which means he has a letter, they sent him Devre Torah, let's say, whatever it is in the mail, and he wants to read the Devre Torah for Shabbat, but he can't open it. So therefore you tell the goya, you tell the maid, hey, listen, you know, I can't read this letter over here, the envelope is closed over here, what am I going to do? And she can come along and open it. Sometimes people are registered to receive, let's say, gemariot in the mail and stuff like that, or different periodicals that they like to read, and sometimes they come in a package or stuff like that. So therefore, God wants to read on Shabbat, the Devre Torah. So the halakha says he can give a remez to the goy to open it on Shabbat, and there is no problem. From here, we learn another halakha, that these items are not mukseh, which is even though they might have come from out of the tomb, if it's an item that's a non-mukseh item, for example, let's say somebody's a member of the Fruit of the Month Club. You know what they get? They send them fruit every month or something like that, and the delivery comes on the Shabbat. He wants to have the fruit now, lechmot Shabbat. He can't open it, but he can have the goy through a remez, you know, let them open it up, and the fruit are not considered mukseh. Or let's say he ordered, let's say, a jewelry or stuff like that, where it's non-mukseh item. So as long as the goya, or the goy, opens it, bederech remez, and the item itself is not mukseh, it would be permissible to use those items on Shabbat. That's right, Pinchasi writes on Daf Kuf Yud. He writes, אם הביאו חבילה ביום שבת, והיא נשלחה מחוץ לתחום קודם השבת, was sent from already outside the tomb from before Shabbat, מותר ליהודי להשתמש בתחולה שבה בשבת, the Jew can use the contents on Shabbat, וכמובן, שיש לזהר אם יש בחפצים מוקסים, שעשורים בטלטול, obviously, if there's things that are מוקסה, we're not talking about that, ורק תכשיטים, או דבר מאכל, המותרים בשימוש, שרי, he brings that down as well from the Maharsham,